Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah wants to know what happens with someone who was traveling, and all of a sudden he falls asleep, and then he realized that he was in the middle of nowhere. So what is the story in terms of how far he can travel on Shabbos? So says the Mishnah, Misha Yashav Baderech, someone who's traveling close to Shabbos, and he sits down on the road to take a break, to rest, and he doesn't realize that he was within the tchum of a specific city that he was traveling to. V'amad v'ra'a v'harehu samach la'ir. And after Shabbos begins, he stands up and he sees that he was actually near the city, meaning he was within the tchum, within the 2,000 amos. So clearly, if he did realize this earlier, he would have made the city his proper Shabbos residence. But ho'ev lo haisa kavanas olakach lo yikanes. Nonetheless, since this was not his intention before Shabbos began, he can't go into the city, and he cannot be considered one of the residents. Rather, the 2,000 amah tchum that he is entitled to is measured from the place that he was resting, and he can walk only until the end of that tchum, even if it's in the middle of the city. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yikanes, but Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Since he was within the tchum of the city before Shabbos began, he's considered like a regular resident of the city, and he can enter the city and walk throughout it and 2,000 amos beyond it in every direction, like he would if he was normally in the city. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maaseh haya, it happened once, v'nichnas, Rabbi Tarfon below Miskaven, that Rabbi Tarfon entered a city on Shabbos, making full use of its tchum. Even though before Shabbos began, it wasn't his intention to specifically reside there. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Now Mishnah Hay says further. Similarly, Misha Yashan Baderech Velo Yada Shechashicha, someone who's asleep on the road before Shabbos began, and he wasn't aware that it was dark and that Shabbos had begun. Yesh lo alpayim amah l'kol ruach. He has a 2,000 amah tchum in every direction from his location at the beginning of Shabbos, even though he didn't have in mind before Shabbos to establish this properly as his residence. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The chachamim say, no, since he was sleeping when Shabbos began, and he didn't have express intent to spend Shabbos at this location, it doesn't become his actual residence. Ein lo ela arba amos, and unbelievably, he only has 4 amos to walk the entire Shabbos. And the chachamim say further now, Rabbi Eliezer says, he is not given 4 amos in each direction. Rather, the 4 amos he is given are measured with him in the middle. Basically, he gets 2 amos in each direction. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eliezer, Ruach Shiratzel Yilich. But Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, you're right. He does get a total of 4 amos, but he can walk 4 amos in any direction that he chooses, and that could be his whole area. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once he chose for himself the specific 4 amos direction to go in, whether it was verbally or by walking in that direction, he can't go back on that and choose 4 amos in another direction. And with that, we conclude Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.